Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, your evening edition of Major League Soccer, or as some of you like to call it, American Soccer. Let me tell you, whoever wrote me, because I do not remember, but whoever wrote me probably 6 months ago and said, quit betting European soccer and start betting American soccer. Well, you guys know me. I didn't quit betting anything. I just added American soccer in. That's not a problem to me. I am very thankful to whoever did that because we've made a lot of money in Major League Soccer. Also, in European soccer. The thing, I guess the difference is what I mean, that I see between Major League Soccer and European soccer is that it hasn't caught on big yet here in the United States to bet. And so you can get some plus numbers, whereas European soccer, I sometimes take flyers or I hear information or something like that. But mostly, if you want to bet on European soccer, you're laying a lot of juice, like minus 250 or minus 600 as Manchester United was the other day. So that's the one thing, though, you've got to consider. So we've got 16 picks going into tonight, Wednesday, September 16th. It's Major League Soccer. So let's start off with the 7 o'clock game. It is Atlanta versus FC Cincinnati. Guys, I've liked Cincinnati, but I don't know. I caught some highlights of them day before yesterday, I think. Although it may have been Saturday. I don't remember. Anyway, caught some recent highlights of Cincinnati. They didn't look good. I know they've still been winning, but I have a tendency to kind of wonder about them. I know this is a lot of juice, but I'm taking Atlanta on the money line tonight, minus 198. Like I said, I waited too long to get this. If I would have got this morning, I think it would have been cheaper. We're going to go over 2.5 goals at minus 140. Two games, 7:30. First one up is DC United versus Chicago. Both of these teams are pretty decent, but you guys know me. I really like DC United, and I'm taking them. But listen up. I'm taking them on the goal line, which means minus a goal at minus 105. So I'm not taking them just to win. They've got to win by two. So, and then, of course, I chose over 3 minus 105. At 7:30, we've got Orlando City versus CF Montreal. I know how it is, but guys, I've got to go with Orlando. I've played them all season. Let's play them some more so they can win us some more. On the money line, Orlando, minus 130, and we're going under. Did everybody get that? Under 2.5 at plus 120. I think Orlando's defense slows them down. Then we've got Sporting Kansas City versus Minnesota. You guys know I'm taking Sporting KC. Told you I may take them all the way to the championship. We're going money line tonight, minus 122, with an over of 2.5 goals, minus 130. Then at 9 o'clock, we've got Austin FC versus Los Angeles FC. Guys, I can't help it. I really enjoy Austin's style of play. I like the mix of veterans and youngsters, and especially if you get to see them during warm-ups messing around with each other. I am taking Austin tonight on the money line, plus 164. I expect this game to go over 3 at minus 110. 10 o'clock, we've got Portland versus Colorado, and gonna take Portland with this. Both teams are plus money, though. You can't help but win with them, whichever you choose. I'm just taking Portland because they've got the better defense. And I can't help but think both teams are going to get up and down the field and score. We're gonna go over 3 at plus 120. 10:30, we've got the Los Angeles Galaxy versus Houston. I'm not nearly as high on Houston. You guys know I usually play the Galaxy. Probably should have played them the other night so that I would have won. But, you know, when you're looking back at things, you just never know. I'm going to take the Galaxy money line, minus 146, and we're going to go over 3, minus 105. Now, I'm going to stop right here. We've got one more game left, but I know some of you have already picked up on it because the last 3 games that we've picked have been over 3s. Well, you did hear me correctly and did understand my accent and how fast I supposedly talk. But here is the breakdown. These teams have been scoring, some of these teams have been scoring 3 on their own. We had a game last night, I believe it was 5-2 or 5-3. They're picking up the scoring pace. They've played each other before. They have tape on each other. They're scouting it. They're running specific things against each other that are leading to scores. And so everybody's got to pick it up, and they've got to play better defense. I don't think we're there yet, which is why I'm going over 3s. Okay, that's why you're seeing that. I think the defense is behind the offense because they've played each other before. So, last game of the night is at 10:30. Guys, it's my two teams. It's San Jose versus Real Salt Lake. Both teams are plus money. Both teams have gotten better through the season. So what does it come down to? If you've been listening to me all podcast season long, tell me, what does it come down to for me? That's right. Cade Cowell. We're going to be taking San Jose tonight on the money line. Plus 103 is what I got that at. I believe he's turned 18 by now. He was the 17-year-old attacker for San Jose, whose enthusiasm is just lighting them up. And now that they have some crowds, the crowds are falling in love with him. I hope San Jose has him locked down to a long contract. So we're taking San Jose tonight, and we're going to go over 2.5 goals at -115. So guys, there is your 16 picks in Major League Soccer tonight. Please bet responsibly. Do not bet any more than what you can afford. No betting rent money, house money, food money, or money you should be spending on your kids. If you're somebody that likes to play a lot of bets, likes to do volume betting like I do, you have to lower your unit of bet. You may be used to playing 2 games a night, betting $50, $100, $1,000 on 2 games. If you start playing 32 games a night, which is, actually my math is off, 38 games tonight, then you've got to lower your bet unit. If it's $1,000 for you to play 2, if you're playing 38, you need to lower that. If you're playing $50 a game on 2, you need to lower that. But no. Even if you're playing $1 a game, guys, I know to some of you it is about how much money you win and how much you can brag. But even if you're playing $1 a game, you're still gonna be making money. You're gonna be at, you know, 50, 60, 70% clip. And at the end of the year, I keep telling you guys, this is a marathon, not a sprint. If you're in this to listen to a handicapper, whether it be me or anyone else, for, you know, a week and make $10,000, you know, $50,000. It's usually not going to happen, especially if you get a handicapper on a cold streak. There are going to be cold streaks. There's going to be hot streaks. And that's just how gambling goes. Guys, be careful if you think you have a gambling problem or anyone close to you thinks you have a gambling problem. Please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions as honestly as you can. That way they can make an appropriate referral to your local area to get you the help, support, and guidance that you need. As I wish you the best of luck on anything you are watching or betting on this evening. I will be talking to you guys soon, and hopefully, I'll see you somewhere down the road.